Welcome to News Video Clip. Today, right-wing podcaster Joe Rogan told one of his most famous lies again. And this is the lie that childhood vaccines cause autism. And of course, Joe has no actual evidence to back this up. There's no science behind his claims, just his standard bullshit lie. So let's take a look at this real quickly.
Autism is, especially when it happens, like almost directly after multiple vaccinations. There's a lot of them they point to, particularly the MMR vaccine. There's quite a few. When you look at the schedule of vaccines and how it ramped up and it completely correlates with the ramping up of the diagnoses of autism.
Okay, if you have any kids, don't listen to Joe Rogan. He's not a pediatrician. He's not a researcher. He's not a scientist. He doesn't quote any actual scientific sources. He's pushing total nonsense. Now, the reason we pick up more autism cases today and we detect them is because the science and medicine is better. We're better now at detecting autism earlier than we were, say, 10 years ago or 20 years ago. We can also detect cancer better today than we can 10 or 20 years ago. That's how science works, okay? Science 101. And the change in the childhood vaccine schedule has absolutely nothing to do with this. In fact, childhood vaccines save lives. We have far less children dying because of vaccines. So it drives me nuts when these wacky anti-vaxxers like Joe Rogan go on the internet and spread these total lies. Speaking of liars, here's everyone's favorite liar, Donald Trump on Fox Business, telling yet another whopper.
Question on space, because Artemis II, what a success. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you expect the United States will beat China in this race to the moon? And what do you want to say about the astronauts who circled the moon in Artemis II? Where's that going?
So, number one, they were great. I spoke to them as they were circling, right? Just after they came out of the dark, that dark cavity. Great. They're great. I'm the one that started that program. NASA was closed. It's totally closed. There was grass growing on the runways. I went there. I was there in Florida, looked at, got pictures of all of their facilities. They had grass growing out of the cracked asphalt in.
Okay, this is a complete lie. NASA never closed down. It's total nonsense. In fact, it's not even a new lie. Trump told this very same lie back in 2020. So I guess he's getting so old and so senile that he can't even remember that he's already told this lie. Can't come up with any new material. So it's total nonsense. And by the way, the Fox Business reporter asking whether or not the U.S. can win this race to the moon, somebody needs to tell her that the United States already won the race to the moon. July 20th, 1969, is when the United States landed on the moon for the first time and won the space race to the moon. All righty. The last clip here is Ronan Farrow, who's really an excellent reporter. He works for The New Yorker, and he's written an article about how AI, artificial intelligence, that industry has very little government regulation under the Trump administration. So the AI companies are pretty much doing whatever they want because Republicans are in bed with big business. So here's Ronan Farrow talking about this to I've Had It podcaster Jennifer Welch, and it's really a good interview. We'll watch part of it here.
To be alarmed. Already right now, we are seeing an environment where AI is powering weapons in war zones. There's been at least one case where it seems like a drone went rogue without a human operator, where chemical weapons are being identified much, much more rapidly through this technology, where the whole economy has come to depend on a very few AI companies that are heavily leveraged up and borrowing and doing deals with each other. Even the sunniest projections from economists hold that in the coming years, millions and millions of jobs are going to be exposed to disruption and maybe elimination from this.
Okay. So it's such an excellent interview. I really hope people will watch it. We are definitely going to be linking the entire interview down below, and you guys can watch it. And it's fascinating, especially in light of, remember how Republicans have been telling us for decades that undocumented immigrants were going to steal all of our jobs? Well, actually, AI is going to steal those jobs. And it's happening right now in real time. So we'll also link to Ronan Farrow's article in The New Yorker. Just outstanding journalism on his part. Anyways, that's all we have for today. Remember, we back up everything we claim with links right below the video. Right-wing podcasters like Joe Rogan don't. They just sit in front of a microphone and lie and cash their checks. And that's the difference between us and them. We actually provide evidence. All righty, we'll see you tomorrow with more stories.